We'll be practicing a few standing mindful movements. During these exercises, the body can serve as a tool to investigate your possibilities. You don't have to perform or to try very hard to push your boundaries. The aim is to direct your attention towards the process. You investigate every movement you make step by step. You pay close attention to the things you feel in the body, such as tingling, tension, space, pressure, or boundaries. You observe these physical sensations and also start to notice how you relate to these sensations. You observe the point at which you come across a boundary and how you deal with that boundary. You may feel a need to stop, and do acknowledge that seriously. Or you may experience more space and flexibility than you thought possible. The flexibility, strength, and possibilities of the body can vary on a daily or even hourly basis. So, coming to standing now, feet below the hips, noticing your feet in contact with the ground, the spine and back lengthening, the neck and the head releasing forward and up, the shoulders releasing to the sides, and the arms and hands to rest alongside the torso. The name for this standing posture is called the mountain. So you may feel a mountain presence in your body right now. Feeling a certain sense of rootedness and stability at the lower part of the body, and a sense of lightness and elevation in the upper part, the way the peak of a mountain rises toward the sky. A breathing mountain. And now, as you feel ready, on an in-breath, raising the right arm forwards and up over the head so that the fingers are pointing towards the sky, and then gently stretching up on an exhalation, noticing that the stretch can extend right out of the hip, moving upwards towards the sky, and at the same time connecting with the right heel into the floor, so that the extension is both down into the earth and up toward the sky. Gently lengthening, breathing, finding your own breathing rhythm. And now, when it feels comfortable, on an exhalation, lowering the arm to the side and down, taking all the time you need to come back to the arm being alongside the body. And when you feel ready, again on an inhalation, raising the left arm forwards and up, lengthening out through the hip and up through the ribcage, and the arm into the wrist and hand, reaching upward. And at the same time, connecting with the left heel into the floor, so that you have a long extension in both directions. Breathing, breathing, noticing whatever sensations are here to be felt and known. Noticing whatever thoughts are moving through the mind, whatever emotions are arising, and whatever sounds around you are here to be heard. Then, as you feel ready, letting the arm float back down alongside the body, back into the mountain. Breathing, standing, steady. Weight evenly distributed across the feet. And in between the exercises, you can just move a bit around or make a few steps forwards or backwards. And then you will come back into the mountain. And now, on the next in-breath, raising both arms forward and up over the head, if that's possible. You could bend the arms at the elbows so that you're not reaching so high, if that is more comfortable for you. Breathing, lifting, and lengthening in both directions. And then, if you feel ready, turning the palms out and pushing against the air, opening the chest wide as you let the arms come back down. Until they come to rest alongside the body and you find yourself back in the mountain. On the next inhalation, let us explore both arms coming up and over the head. Let's move the hips to the right and the arms to the left so that you are making a letter C with the torso and the arms. Noticing that the feet are stable, they are keeping you steady, grounded, connected to the earth. Gently lengthening, feeling as if your fingers could touch the wall to your left, breathing. And then taking a breath in, lifting the arms back over the head and then sending the hips to the left and the arms to the right, creating a letter C to the other side. Imagining that your fingertips could touch the wall to your right, breathing. And then coming back up so the arms are directly over the head. And if you want, you can do it one more time to both sides. And now let's turn the palms out and then slowly exhaling and letting the arms flow down through the air. We are actually standing in an ocean of air, back into the mountain. Now, while remaining aware of your poise, connected to the ground with both feet, and lengthening up to the sky, begin to raise the arms sideways to a more or less shoulder height and being present with all of the sensations as you move the arms in this way, taking care not to exceed your limits and to accept your body as it is right now. And now gently lowering the arms alongside the torso into the mountain. Now let's explore a balancing posture, raising the arms to the sides so they're outstretched alongside the sides of the body, pointing outward, shoulder height, if possible. And shifting the weight that is now distributed across both legs and both feet towards the left leg and foot. And on an in-breath, raising the right leg off the floor to the side. Maybe you'll raise it an inch or two, maybe more. Maybe picking a spot on the wall in front of you. Gently breathing, standing on one leg. And of course, it's fine to wobble and to move a bit. And then, as you feel ready, lowering the right leg and lowering the arms. And then taking a breath or two with no movement required. And then as you feel ready, shifting the weight to the right leg, taking a breath in and raising the arms again, shoulder height, outstretched, opening the chest. And as you feel ready on the next in-breath, raising the left leg off the floor, out to the side of the body. And then as you feel ready, lowering the left leg and lowering the arms. You could repeat this one more time to both sides. You can play with your tempo and being curious to whatever unfolds. And then returning once more to the mountain, arms alongside the torso, a sense of stability and lightness in the body. Noticing the after effects of the movement, noticing sensations in the body, noticing the condition of the mind, the reactions on the sensations and the thoughts that are popping up. While you are recognizing your own mountain-like nature. We'll be placing the hands now on the waist and we will rotate to the side. Continue breathing while you look to the right and continue looking to the right over your shoulder while the upper torso spirals to the right. And stay there for a moment, breathing, noticing the sensations in the upper part of the body while the feet stay grounded, recognizing your boundaries and how that feels. And then gently release the spiral in the upper body and return back to the center. Now, look to the left and spiral to the left and observe how far you can turn and how the body is organizing this spiraling movement and observe where to stop. Breathing. Smiling. And returning to the center. You could repeat this one more time to both sides. You can play with your tempo and being curious to whatever unfolds. And then returning once more to the mountain. Recognizing your own mountain-like nature. And even in the midst of difficulties, knowing that this stability and this uprightness is available to you. As we finish now the mindful movements, asking yourself those three questions again that we've been exploring. What do I notice right now about the condition of the body? What do I notice right now about the condition of the mind? What do I notice right now about the quality of attention? Knowing that you can ask yourself one or more of those questions throughout the course of the day as a way of helping you feel more grounded, more embodied, more centered in the present moment. And here ends the audio. May you have a joyful day.